أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله، ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. We are reading the rules and regulations about iddat for a woman. And this Islam has regulated and given great honor to women and has looked after and protected women completely. Before the advent of Islam, woman was not even like an animal. She was treated in all cultures very, very badly. The Jews, for example, during their menstruations, they should not allow the woman in the house also. She had to stay out of the house. And in all other nations also, if we look at the history, women were treated in a terrible way. They had no rights whatsoever. Today, in the form of women's love and freedom, etc., women are supposed to be given freedom, but they have been enslaved totally. And they are just a different capsule that is put on the outside. But women are treated in the worst way today, perhaps worse than in the days of ignorance. In the form that a woman, her picture is used for any advertisement. She has been made such a cheap commodity that if you want to advertise anything, you want to sell anything, you just use a woman. A woman are today right in the public everywhere, whereas Islam has treated that as long as a girl is a daughter in the house, she is treated as a princess. When she marries, then she is treated as a queen. But that is Islam. If we as Muslims are not doing that, that is a different story. That doesn't mean Islam teaches that. Whereas in the other nations, especially the West, the woman has been brought out to earn money. A woman was not for that purpose at all. And she goes out and biologically she is much weaker than man. All that strain and stress which she cannot take in the outside world, she suffers and goes through that. On the other hand, the suffering has been brought on the children. When the mother is out at work, the child is looked after a nanny, or the child is put in a crèche. The child is totally deprived of the love and the kindness of the mother. One of the greatest joys a mother has is to see the first smile of the child. But this also the mother is deprived of. She is working with other people's children in a crèche, while her own child is somewhere else. The food a person should eat at home should be the food Islam has made it a woman should be at home. She should look after the children, look after the house, the husband. But she hasn't got time for her husband, she hasn't got time for her home, she hasn't got time for her children. Anyway, there is great detail in this, but this is how Islam has regulated. And with regard to the matters of talaq also and divorce, Islam has taught that divorce also is not a matter like, for example, with the Christians, they get married until death do us part, when death parts us. In the Hindu religion originally, which they don't practice now perhaps, but if the husband has to die, the woman must be burnt alive with him also on the fire. So Islam had done away with all that completely. And Islam has taught when you give a woman divorce, it's a well thought out thing. And it is done, as we will read in the ayats, very amicably and with good understanding. And not just that a person keeps his wife swearing at her, treating her so badly, telling her to get out of the house so much, Islam has not permitted. If we as Muslims are doing that, doesn't mean Islam is taught that. We are far away from what Islam teaches in this. In just this regard, if we have followed the laws of Islam, we will see what a beautiful life we will have, and this will attract so many people into Islam. Also, marriage is not just the thing to satisfy one's sexual lust. Marriage also is a great responsible thing. And the Quran clearly says it is not just to give vent to your lust and to enjoy yourself. And for that reason we find, especially at our universities in our countries, in our country, there are so many of our students who are going into temporary marriage, muta of the Shias, and which is bringing such a terrible name onto Islam, because who they are marrying, they just make the girl pregnant and after that leave her alone. No maintenance of the child, nothing to do with that. And this is giving Islam and Muslims a terrible name. Or just having sex outside marriage, like the other people do. This is totally wrong, and a woman suffers the consequences. The man gets away in most of the cases, and the woman sits with the baby, and she has to care and look after the baby. So Islam has taught all these regulations. And when giving talaq also, Islam has taught just give one. That is sufficient to do the work. You don't have to give three. But today, how many of our Muslim men give 100 talaqs, 1,000 talaqs? How they chase out the woman, how they treat them, that should not be the case at all. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says here, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ فِرْجَ پَهُنْشَ أَبْنِي وَعَدَكُ. And when the woman reached the end, towards the end of the iddat period, that is, on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said his son gave talaq to his wife during the menstruation of the wife. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry and he said, tell him to revoke that talaq. And when she becomes paak, and she becomes again napaak, and again she becomes paak, then if he sees it fitting, he wants to give talaq, then in that period, that cleanse, when she is clean and he did not have any sexual relations with her, in that he should give the talaq. So talaq is a thing to be thought out properly. It's not just on the spur of the moment, which unfortunately it is today. And today, in us with Muslims also, if there is a divorce case, it is endless fights between husband and wife and between the two families. Whereas we read here that it must be done very amicably and with great understanding. So when they reach the end of the iddat period, towards the end, now the man must is given a choice. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ تُرَّكْلُهُنْكُ دَسْتُورْ كِمُعَافِقٍ. Then keep the wife but in a proper and amicable way, not to make her suffer. Now, how many men today say divorce is taken place in court, for example, or they're not staying together, but he say, I'll never give her talaq. I will leave her to suffer like this, that she can't get married to anyone else. That is totally against Islam, and that is worse than the pre-Islamic days also. So either you keep her then, but then you treat her nicely. O fariquhunna bima'ruf, ya chhod do unko dastoor ke muafiq. And if you want to separate, then also separate in a nice way. In fact, in other places we read, then give her some presents also at that time when you have divorced her and she has separated. Give her a pair of clothes, etc. But today that is not comprehensible by us at all. Today it is a matter of great fighting, court cases, taking out dirty linen, and all the worst things come out at that time. Whereas if we had studied Quran Sharif and the teachings of Deen, and we do, if we have to divorce, Islam did not force us also. If there isn't compatibility at all, and it's going to be worse for them to stay together, then separate. But separate in a nice way. And also at the same time, we leave it till there. So this is how Islam teaches that talaq should be done also in the proper way and in keeping in mind the honor and the respect of the woman, not making her bad. Today, how she is made bad when the time of divorce comes, that there is no place for that whatsoever in Islam. So we have to understand, sadly, that Islam and Muslims are two separate things today. What Islam teaches, we as Muslims, with our own wives and families, we don't practice what Islam teaches us. We should try and bring and make effort to bring iman and taqwa within us. And then this reality will come, and we will see how we will honor and respect women. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا